impact on the way we write, quite like the ballpoint pen. And that's something to chew on, which would explain these bite marks on my Bic. Ballpoint Pen Day. Write on.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump on Twitter this morning lashing out at the New York Times for an article about the deal with Mexico to avoid new tariffs, claiming Mexico had already promised to take many of those actions months ago, the president calling it sick journalism.
DHS had Kevin McAleenan insist the president's deal with Mexico is new and necessary. The White House says nearly 200,000 migrants who entered the U.S. illegally since December have been released because Border Patrol simply does not have room.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. At the Tony Awards last night, Hadestown walking away with 8 awards, including Best Musical but not Lead Actor. That went to former Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston, who joked,
"Finally, a straight old white man gets a break."
That on CBS Best Play went to The Ferryman. This is Fox News.
How do you know if you're listening to a great morning show? You ask the experts. Greg Budell, what should a great morning radio show be?
The best part of waking up.
Jay Scott, do you feel what you guys do in the morning will go down in history?
Oh, yeah.
Emily Hayes, why do so many believe that Greg Budell is such a great morning show host?
It's because he's famous and everybody's read his book.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, would you compare this show to pizza?
Congratulations, you've ruined pizza.
And Rich Thomas, I know you have to be focused 100% to do a show like this. Now,
wait a minute.
Ice cream truck.
Rich? Okay, we'll come back to
you. Hey, I was hurt.
But right now, stand by for 3 men.
That's right.
And a lady.
And this hour, we've got random facts coming up with Jay Scott, followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. We have a good news story with Emily, yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give it to you any moment now. And Rich will have the forecast coming up. But first, we're going to go back to Emily.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. We told you earlier that the madness has begun. Every hour we're going to call a name from those of you who have registered through newstalk931.com to qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond, appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Our 7 a.m. name, Amy George. Amy George, you call 396-5477, 396-5477. You've got till the next name is called to call in and qualify for that 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Amy George.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Little foggy in spots this morning. Some places foggier than others. For instance, Troy, visibility down to 0.2 of a mile right now. And there's a dense fog advisory just south of us here. Crenshaw, Butler, down to Covington County. So take it easy if you're on the road this morning. Otherwise, look for scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on. Another ample supply again today. But not every town will get a good downpour. High today around 87, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, an isolated storm is possible, but I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine mixed in with tomorrow's high around 85. Spotty storms around on Wednesday with a high in the mid-80s. Then sunshine is prevalent on Thursday and Friday as we start to dry out and get a little bit back to normal. High in the mid to upper 80s. On Saturday, we'll be near 90 with maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area during the heat of the day. Right now, this morning, with cloudy skies, a little misty out at the airport. Visibility 2.5 miles with that 94% relative humidity. And temperature 74 at 7:06.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Well, I'll get an update from Mr. Block in just a moment. And then Emily has a good news story. It's kind of cool, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's just the random facts with Jay. Get your note-taking devices handy because we will do a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Immediately following, I would like to remind you that Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK, would like to give you the opportunity to have your vision corrected through a LASIK procedure. When it comes to expertise, and that should be number one in whatever you consider when it comes to a LASIK procedure, you're not going to do better anywhere than right here in Montgomery, Alabama, with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. They are two of the best in the country. And to find out if you are eligible for a LASIK procedure for vision correction, you just need a few minutes of your time. In fact, you can do it on a lunch hour. Just call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. Make an appointment so the refractive surgery counselor can use that incredible high-tech machine to see if LASIK is a viable option for you. Of course, they can help you with all your eye care needs, but if you have a chance to get your vision back to 20/20 with a procedure which, by the way, over time has become simpler, quicker, rebound, less than 24 hours, minimal discomfort, and then miracle. You can see the individual leaves in the trees on the other side of 85, like Joey did. So give it some thought, 272-2020, or look up more information online at onlinemep.com. 708.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour on this Monday morning, and traffic on the boulevard is building up pretty quickly. We see lots of congestion around the major intersections. Be careful and watch the traffic around you there. If you are on the interstates, there aren't any problems for you this early in the morning. Both I-65 and I-85 have the traffic moving along at a speed limit right, and there's no big problems on the 31s. Just be careful as you head into work. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representations made for quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, with your good news story of the day. A guy named it must have just been my headphones.
A guy named
Michael Atkins grew up in Denver, and his first full-time job was working as a janitor at a middle school on the east side of the city. He took a lot of pride in it. He actually enjoyed the work, but he didn't want to be a janitor forever. He ran into his favorite teacher from second grade, and they managed to get him a job working as a teacher's aide. He loved it, and eventually did the schooling and became a teacher. And now, years later, he's worked his way all the way up to principal.
That's a great story.
Yep. He just got hired as the principal at an elementary school on the same side of town as the school where he worked as a custodian.
Oh, man.
He thinks rising up through the ranks like he did gives him a unique perspective on education. I completely agree.
I love everything about that story.
Yeah, so that's good news, y'all.
Was your custodian at your school, everybody knew his name, right?
Yes.
And they were everybody's friend.
Yeah.
Oh, the Charlie. His name was Charlie.
Ours was Harry.
Yeah.
Harry Vanderkamp. I can't even remember his last name.
Right.
That's sweet.
Charlie
and
Vickers.
Usually at least once a day you'd see Harry was kind of a big, overweight dude.
Mm-hmm.
About once a day you'd see Harry pushing. He had this cart, this four-wheeled cart. He'd be pushing down. There'd be a big bucket in the middle of the cart. And if he had the mop, that meant some kid vomited.
Oh, yeah.
You
know that's
the sawdust
stuff. Right. And how many keys did he have on his belt?
Oh, God. Like, you know, the key to every city in northern Illinois, it seemed. Yeah, he jingled. Yeah. Harry Vanderkamp.
Charlie Vickers.
If it wasn't so long, I would assume he'd still be working there, too. Hey, not a bad gig. Probably unionized. Got a nice pension after 20, 25
but
years.
Everybody liked him,
system.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah, he was nice to everybody. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We're going to get your local news. And then when we come back, would it be okay if I did one final convoluted intro?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, the last one.
I'm glad I'm here on the day that you're doing the last one.
Yeah. because I would hate to make that announcement while you're away.
No, of course.
And wouldn't have time to grieve.
I know.
Oh, my lands.
To grieve.
Sorry.
It says, you have to have, it has to have morning. It's, you know.
Yeah, morning. Yeah.
In the morning.
Morning instead of afternoon.
Wearing all black.
So, first of all, your local news. And then, of course, after Random Facts, we do our $10 food outlet pop quiz. And we'll let you know what the specials are for this week at 7:12.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people, including a teenager, were killed Saturday night in a car crash in Coosa County. 45-year-old Monty Ray Jones and a 17-year-old passenger died when their motorcycle was hit by a car on Highway 280. The other driver, 19-year-old Timothy Matthew Caldwell, is now facing two felony charges for leaving the scene of an accident. Aaliyah says they're still investigating the crash. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office is getting a cold case unit. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there's an average of 10 unsolved murders a year in Montgomery County. He says he'll soon be meeting with the Montgomery County Sheriff and the Montgomery Police Chief to finalize the details. Longtime professor Dr. Tommy Stewart is retiring from Alabama State University after nearly three decades. The actress has appeared in several films and TV shows, but says her greatest role was teaching. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh, well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
Enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Oh boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now...
A star is born. On June 10th, 1922, the world welcomed little baby Judy Garland.
Congratulations, it's a girl. Oh, it's cold out here, isn't it? I know, little one. There's no place like womb.
Judy Garland, a star is born.
And now, click your heels together because there's no place like
random.
Random.
Oh, boy, so tight to you.
That was good.
I'm glad I was here on the last day.
That was good.
Oh, boy.
Did you know chess grandmaster Ossip Bernstein was arrested by the Bolshevik secret police and ordered to be shot? As the firing squad lined up, an officer asked, "Are you really the famous chess master?" He said, "Yes." Well, the officer said, "Well, let's play a game. And if you beat me, then you can have your life." Bernstein won and was released.
Cool. What choice do you have? But would it have surprised you if the Nazis had made a promise like that and then not kept it? I mean, they were that bad.
The other part of that story is that he's the only one who has ever told that story. The source for that story comes from Ossip himself, who first told the story to a friend after he fled to the UK. So, who knows?
Well,
it's a nice little story there, but did that really happen?
Well, the Nazis used to do, in some of the camps, they would have prisoners fight, and they would be fighting for their lives. So, for the entertainment of the camp commandant and his crew, they did some horrible things like that. That wouldn't surprise me. I think that story has a ring of truth to
it. Did you know that there are only 8 species of bears in the world?
Yes, bear.
There's brown bears.
Brown bears.
There are 2 different black bears. There's the Asian black bear and the American black bear.
Asian, American.
Something called sloth bears.
Sloth.
Which I've never heard of. Sun bears. I've never heard of those either.
Sun bear.
Spectacled bears.
Spectacled bears.
Are they wearing glasses? I don't know. There's polar bears.
Polar bears.
I see.
And what bear haven't I mentioned?
Gummy bear.
No, panda bears.
Gummy bears.
That was good.
Wurlitzer.
Yep, that was good. Did you know the Romans had a sacrificial door to the underworld in modern-day Turkey? Animals there, when they would take them there, would appear to mystically drop dead. The priests that would bring the animals there were left unscathed. Uh-huh. This was because the humans stood above what was a lethal cloud of carbon dioxide gas. That was low to the ground. This is why it was like, oh, the animals just will die if you take them there. And so that was a door to the underworld. It's a place they would
That's
take the
creepy.
Animals.
Creepy.
They didn't know why it was happening.
Whoa.
But it was.
Yeah, but it never affected humans. Well, then they found out. Did you know the world's purest fresh water has been found on the southern tip of Chile?
Chile.
In a town called Puerto Williams.
Did they bottle it?
I don't know if they do or not. That's something I could look into and will and see. After numerous scientific studies, the water has been found to have only 2 chemical parts per million, making it the world's cleanest.
Chili water.
Yeah, it's chili water.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're bottling it or not.
All those widespread panic fans know what I mean.
I don't see any indication that they are bottling it whatsoever.
If I were them, I'd just hang on to what we got.
Yeah. Did you know during World War II, Steinway & Sons airdropped pianos with large parachutes and complete tuning instructions into the battle for the American troops? They were called the Victory Vertical or G.I. Steinways. They provided a bit of relaxation for the men. The pianos came in olive, blue, and gray drab.
I wonder if anyone has one of them.
I don't have sweatpants in any of those colors.
And there were 2 fantastic jokes at the very beginning of this thing. This is, what do you get when you drop a piano on a battlefield? A flat major. What do you get? What do you get when you drop a piano down a mine shaft?
I don't know what.
A flat minor. Did you know that there is a letter of last resort on every Trident nuclear submarine in the Royal Navy? We talked about this before, but never this in this kind of detail. They are handwritten by the Prime Minister, and they are destroyed unread every time a new Prime Minister is elected. Mm-hmm. They contain orders for an event where Britain is destroyed, but nobody will know what they are until that time comes.
That's crazy.
Huh. Did you know Lego has a...
Ego.
No, just the company Lego makes the bricks.
Oh.
Not the waffles. Lego has a secure, temperature and humidity-controlled, fireproof underground vault in Denmark. It contains every Lego set ever made.
Oh, that's cool.
And Nicolas Cage is going to break in and steal every one of them. Did you know that Dolly Parton wrote I Will Always Love You?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we know she wrote it, but she wrote it about...
leaving the show.
Right. The man that launched her career. By having her on his TV show, The Porter Wagoner Show. Eventually, Dolly told him that she was parting ways with him in 1974 to go solo. And apparently, he was very hurt and very bitter over this.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote that as an I'm sorry to him.
You know, after Whitney Houston did it, she said that that wasn't her song anymore, that it was Whitney's.
She's very impressed by that version.
Oh, yes.
Did you know of fan death? It's a popular superstition in South Korea, believing that sleeping in a closed room with an electric fan can cause death. There is absolutely no evidence to support this. It is believed that South Korean government created this myth to lessen energy consumption during the 1970 energy crisis.
Tell them it'll kill them.
Exactly.
They said it in Korean.
That's crazy.
Did you know in China... there are There are centers for internet addiction with treatments that can all, that can be so rough that some patients have died. Some facilities use electroshock treatment as part of a cure. Internet addiction.
You're kidding me.
And among roughly 300 such places in China, there have been 7 reported deaths.
You're kidding me. But to find these locations, you have to Google it, right?
You have to use the internet. that was good. That was good, Rich. And finally, did you know that Discover Magazine, which, God, I haven't read a magazine outside of, like, Boom. I haven't subscribed to a magazine.
I love Phil.
Well, I mean, it's the one that's here all the time.
Right? I know, but just be like, the only magazine I read is Boom.
There's a good column in there every month.
I'm taking 4 on the plane tomorrow, but I don't know why, because I will not open them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I haven't looked in a magazine forever.
Yeah, I'll probably read that SkyMall thing and be like, oh, I should order all these things.
Yeah, I think
they don't put them in there anymore.
SkyMall went out of production.
They did, yeah.
Because people can do that from the plane now. Yeah. But that was the most amazing magazine, full of stuff you wanted and had no use for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
I need that.
It was amazing.
My flights are only like an hour and some change, so.
I'm taking the big one.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a plane since 2011.
Really?
It's been that long.
Yeah, I haven't read a magazine forever. Discover Magazine was created when the editor of Time Magazine noticed that the sales jumped every time the Time Magazine cover featured a science topic. He interpreted this as a considerable public interest in science.
Interesting.
And created Discover Magazine.
Interesting. That was really smart.
And those are your random facts.
I think that may be the same guy who just created this new channel called, you ever heard of the Curiosity Streaming channel? Yeah. It's the guy behind Discovery Television, so I don't know.
I think Discover Magazine and Discover, I don't know, Magazine and the television?
Oh, I don't know if they're
the
same or not. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the same.
I think it's the same thing. But I could be wrong. I could easily be wrong.
Now, you guys work on a pop quiz question, which we'll ask in just a moment. Well, I remind everybody that Dad's Day is coming up this Sunday. And if you would like to get something really classy for Dad that shows, hey, I put a little thought and effort into this, he'll appreciate that. And Brian Jewelry is a great place to begin, especially if Dad is a passionate member of one side or the other, the greatest rivalry in sports. There's a showcase there with some really first-rate gift ideas for both Alabama and Auburn. Well, if that's not the team, guess what? Brian Jewelry can help you with that, too. In fact, they can create a piece from scratch if that's your idea. You can build a watch for Dad at Brian Jewelry, too. Start at the website, brianjewelry.com. Dad always says, what do you think, money grows on trees? He'll appreciate your thriftiness when you go to brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. This is a business with more than 63 years of heritage, going all the way back to when Prattville was just a tiny little town. And now it's a full-fledged city. And they have people that come there from all over the river region, from Montgomery up to twice a month Deedsville, and as far south as Fort Deposit, to take advantage of that expertise, their incredible collection, and very, very competitive pricing. And they can help you with financing, too, on your purchase. Again, brianjewelry.com. Take the tour online or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts, and I really appreciated your help there, Rich. I'm going on my own. I'm going rogue.
Okay. That's okay. That's right.
We talked about there only being 8 species of bears in the world. Name 4.
Well, I was going to say, name the one that Greg mentioned.
I was saying, does Greg's
count? No.
No.
Oh.
Because it's not one of the 8 species of bears.
Let's see, Smokey.
Chicago Bears.
Chicago.
Well, all right, then.
This is a tough question. 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with 4 of the 8 bears.
It's easy.
We'll win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. 272-9228. 729.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have any accidents for you. However, if you're on I-65 southbound out of Prattville, we see some areas of pretty dense fog along your route, so be careful. Watch for the cars around you. If you're on I-85, we don't have any problems for you. If you are on the boulevard, the traffic is crowded. Be careful around the intersections, and look out if you're coming in on the 31s. We see lots of traffic rolling with you, so be careful. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Fog is a problem in some areas out there this morning. Some places it's worse than others. So after this morning fog issue, there's nothing on radar right now, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in ample supply again today, much like the weekend. Over the weekend, if I had to average the rainfall at various towns, I would say the average was 2 to 5 inches, maybe some places a little bit more than that. But there were still a few isolated places in South Alabama where some of the people were on Facebook were just saying to me, our town didn't get much of anything. So there were a few locations like that, too. So scattered showers and thunderstorms in ample supply later. High 87. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, isolated storms possible, but a good bit of sunshine tomorrow. So the storms will thin out in number with a high around 85. Some spotty showers possible Wednesday, mid-80s for a high. Then sunshine will be dominant Thursday and Friday as we dry out. Mid to upper 80s on Thursday and Friday. Near 90 on Saturday. And a good bit of of sun on Saturday, but maybe an isolated shower late in the heat of the afternoon. Right now this morning, with fog in some areas, 94% humidity and calm winds, the temperature 74 at 731.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Papa John wants to take a crack at our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz based on random facts. Good morning, PJ.
You know what? I didn't even hear what you said, but I think I know 4 species of bears.
Okay.
Right. I didn't realize it was just 8.
All right.
How about Kodiak?
Well, it's what kind of bear is that?
In other words, we're looking for bear species.
Yeah, the bears that Jay mentioned in Random Facts
are various species, and we need need 4 that he mentioned in that list.
Okay, then I'm lost then because I didn't hear what you said, but I'm naming bears that I know of.
Okay,
yeah, so all
right. What were the other bears that you knew of?
Which is the bear that was thought it was just right?
Okay, Kodiak, grizzly, brown and black, polar. Those are all. I didn't know there were.
You got
different.
Three. You got three of the
you got
4.
Three of the ones. 3 of the 4 he mentioned. You got 3.
Panda.
There you go.
There you go. You're good.
You got it.
That's a winner right there.
Yay!
There's brown bears. There's American black bears.
Right.
There's Asian black bears.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sun bears, sloth bears, which the Amazing Crestneck says the Montgomery Zoo has a sloth bear. Also spectacled bears.
And Greg mentioned gummy bears.
Those will stick in your teeth.
Yes, they will.
So congratulations, you did it.
That's how I get my vitamin C every morning.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on, Papa Joe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Way to go. It is 7:33.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. It's that time of year where you're loading up the kiddos, going to the lake, going down to the beach, trying to have a family vacation, and whether you throw your back out by going down a water slide that you are too old to be going down, or maybe you're just cramped and hurting from being stuck in the car for hours upon hours driving to your destination. You know who can help you relieve that pain and live a life of wellness?
Who?
Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Give them a call today. They're open now, 285-8483, 285-8483. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. And Dr. Pasley not only will help you feel better, but he'll show you how to stay on the wellness path with certain exercises you can do if you've got something that's a reoccurring pain, or if you've just got a one-off thing from, like I said, going down that water slide that you were too old to go down. He can help you with that as well. Open at 7 a.m., Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Check out more online at millbrookchiropractor.com.
Okay, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card we're going to give away. We're going to do a conundrum today for that. Also next hour, stupid news and an incredible trio of Morning Maroon nominees, as always.
How many?
4.
Right. That's not it. You guys.
I just said that to see if you were paying attention.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, there's merger news. Business software company Salesforce is buying data business Tableau Software. It's a stock deal valued at more than $15.5 billion. United Technologies and Raytheon have a merger deal. Both are defense contractors and both serve the aviation business. United Technologies is in the process of spinning off its Otis elevator and carrier air conditioning divisions. Fiat Chrysler and Renault are looking for ways to revive their failed merger, seeking help from Renault's partner Nissan. Fiat Chrysler withdrew its merger offer last week after the French government blocked a vote by its board. France is a major shareholder in Renault. A senior advisor on the merger is believed to be in discussions with Nissan in Yokohama today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
There are millions of fathers all across the country who just want to show you how to change a tire or locate a stud. This Father's Day, won't you please help your dad? For just pennies a day, you can keep his toolbox filled with 8D finishing nails or a can of WD-40. And every month, we'll send you a picture of your dad working in the garage, avoiding you and your mom. Because you're the reason he no longer follows his dreams. He really wanted to be a roadie for Bon Jovi. Instead, he's teaching you how to put up shelves. So give back. Let him drink his beers in the garage alone. And don't tell him you love him. He knows. He's just not good at that kind of fluffy talk crap. Won't you please support your dad? You'll be glad you did.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office is getting a cold case unit. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there's an average of 10 unsolved murders a year in Montgomery County. He says he'll soon be meeting with the Montgomery County Sheriff and the Montgomery Police Chief to finalize the details. Two people, including a teenager, were killed Saturday night in a car crash in Coosa County. 45-year-old Monty Ray Jones and a 17-year-old passenger died when their motorcycle was hit by a car on Highway 280. The other driver, 19-year-old Timothy Matthew Caldwell, is now facing two felony charges for leaving the scene of the accident. Longtime actress and professor Dr. Tommy Stewart is retiring from Alabama State University after nearly three decades. Stewart has appeared in several films and TV shows, but says her greatest role was teaching. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. And also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravitaVillage.com today.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, If you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why does it take summer so long to get here, but Father's Day seems to roll around every 6 months? And the longer I know my dad, the less I know my dad. I can't ever get him anything. He wants for nothing. He wears the same pair of shoes and pants almost every time I see him.
Well, I'm done growing, so there's no need for new clothes.
He thinks he rocks that Hawaiian shirt he got in Scottsdale, and he's always wearing that autographed Arnold Palmer golf hat that Arnold quickly signed for him while walking by a fairway. I always thought it said Al Perrrr. The pen mark literally falls off the side of the hat. My dad probably had a Sharpie line on his cheek that day. Oh, and Arnie unintentionally took his pen. My dad still tells everyone that story. Well, my sister and I will take him to brunch on Sunday. Table for three, two women and a guy that looks like a tourist, ordering Arnold Palmer's.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
My dad liked Arnold Palmer, too. The golfer at the... He was a Schlitz guy.
It's beginning to look a lot like Father's Day. The hardware store is packed.
What you want to get your paw? Maybe a circular saw.
A weed whacker, a new ladder, a shop vac. It's beginning to look a lot like Father's Day. What do you have planned?
It better be good.
Cause the thing he wants the most is to just be left alone. Yeah, that's your old man.
Oh, I don't want any tools. I don't want any chainsaws. I don't want any,
any
manly stuff. That macho dad. Look what I got. Chainsaw with an 18-inch blade.
Or a new... It's longer than yours. This new drill, right?
Yeah, I can't... I was going to say, I can't remember the last time I needed to drill anything, but that could have been mistaken for... pardon me, Sister Emily Hayes is giving me a face for that.
But
sorry,
Sister Sister Mary Emily,
gonna whack you over the fingers.
Do you believe? How does this become a story? That there's another big viral debate over who gets the armrest in the middle seat on an airplane.
Oh, you're kidding!
That's another good reason to never fly again. It used to be reliably open. Now, and how about this cornhole?
Yeah.
A cornhole game in Indiana.
Right.
Home state to Baron Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
But it led to somebody getting shot or beat up.
What? Murdered.
What?
Murdered.
Murdered over cornhole.
Over a game of cornhole.
Get out of here.
And then there's a kind of an interesting story about flowers in a grave in England that has a very unusual and kind of a happy ending twist.
Hmm.
You can believe that.
When are we going to hear about those stories?
Next hour. That's called a tease.
Yeah.
So, see, now, what didn't that, Roger? Won't you keep listening because I said...
No.
The flowers in the grave doesn't...
No.
How about the one with the...
No.
Cornhole?
No.
Okay. I still got half an hour to find other stuff if you're not interested in those. Who's ready for... You ready for a conundrum?
No.
Sure. Oh, that's what we're going to do.
Well, you kind of... insisted.
Rich is the one that wrote Unity.
No, I know.
Well, good.
I think it's a good one.
That's what caught my attention. It's a good one.
I was very amazed at that fact that they're asking about.
All right, so you'll find about 40 of these in the average American household.
Hmm.
Oh, get ready for those lines to light up, Jay.
Yeah, pounce on those like a cat on a fat mouse. 40 of these in the... What do you think that might be that you can find
40 of these in the average household?
Yes.
Okay.
And our number is 272-9228.
Well, it's not forks. I was trying to...
No, we can eliminate forks. Why, hold it. You're shaking your head at my debris pile?
Yeah. I just don't know how even...
Well, here, let me give you these.
No, I don't want to do...
And you can put these in order for me.
No.
My audio list, they're all... It looks like a shuffled deck of cards.
Why do you even have all the... No.
No, she's not going to this time.
I'll give you a dollar.
I'll give you a dollar.
Thanks, people, but I'll pass.
I'll give you a dollar. I'll give you the shiny nickel. Yeah.
And a Werther's. A Werther's butterscotch.
Never mind that pocket lint.
Look at this quarter I found behind your ear. Look at that.
When I pushed my buggy on a food outlet, they must think I'm a heavy drinker. I had two cases of, by that meaning 24 bottles of glass bottle Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Only $3.99, that's $2 a six-pack less than the big chain stores. I'm shocked. Every time I go in to a chain grocery store, I always price compare against the stuff I buy on a regular basis at Food Outlet. And I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, you'll save big money. That's just one example. That delicious bacon you enjoy. How much that cost? $5.99 for a full pack, a full pound of thick bacon.
Cooked perfectly this morning, I might add.
And with a lot of love, too.
Yeah.
And I went to the chain store, $11.99.
That's madness.
That is absolute madness. Since when did bacon, you know, become like, they selling it in carrots now instead of as a meat product? I mean, it's ridiculous. So... Folks, do yourself a favor. If you've never been to Food Outlet, go to the one nearest you and price compare what you're paying for the stuff you buy on a weekly basis at a chain store, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. Because for me, easily 10, 15 bucks a week minimum. That's money that can add up very quickly and you can use for other things. That's Food Outlet with a store on Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook. Some people do shop there.
When they have time.
Yeah. Well, they're always hungry in Millbrook for some reason. On Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, and of course, on Main Street, just west of Highway 31 in the Preferred Community. So let's go to the phone and see if somebody can guess what the average house has. About 40 of them. We start with Eric.
Hola.
Hola, Eric.
I was going to guess batteries.
Batteries.
Boy. Never enough, is it?
Uh-uh.
And you can never find them when you need them. It's a great guess.
It's not it.
Very impressive starter guess, just not
gosh.
There.
Do you have a drawer at your house with
well, here's the weird batteries. Thing about the Boodle House. Yeah. We have, you know, because Costco sells those 80 packs.
Yeah, right.
So we pick them up, and we got the 9-volt and the AA and the AAA, yeah. The ones you're going to normally need.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we choose to store... The double A's are in the pantry. The triple A's are in a drawer under my TV set in my room. And then it's crazy. Why don't we just put them in one spot?
One central location. I have a drawer.
See, that would be you, though, because you're so darn organized.
I have the in-loop rechargeable batteries.
What?
They're called in-loop. They're made by Panasonic.
I used to get those, but they...
I've only ever bought... one pack of them, and that's all I've ever needed.
Is that
but,
right?
You see,
it's like 36 of them, yeah. But I just keep four charged all the time.
Uh-huh. But I would lose my charger or something, and I stopped buying those.
Keep it in one place. It's plugged into a wall.
Here's Kemp.
Hey.
Hey, I live in an older neighborhood than Emily. Work twice a week, Millbrook.
Oh, you're in one of the...
I
okay.
See.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Move downtown.
Hey.
yeah, if you want to move on up.
What do you think?
I said,
what's the
Friday,
answer to this?
I said, is it true that, I think it was William B., because he lives there. I said, is it true that all mattresses in Millbrook look like baseball catcher's mitts? Kind of folded up on the side in the middle.
Okay. Kemp, what you think? 40 of these.
I do have a guess. Is it refrigerator magnet?
Oh, that's good.
40 refrigerator magnets.
40?
No, that's a very good guess, too.
That's good.
I would have that many if I had enough refrigerator wall space.
Right.
I have the 3 Christmases of Rich Thomason.
Oh.
Because those pictures make me happy. The point is having something on a refrigerator magnet if it doesn't do one of two things: make you happy or remind you of something.
Yeah.
So let's go to Kim K.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Kim. What do you think? What's the average household have 40 of?
Ballpoint pen.
Oh, that's good.
Good answer.
I like that one, too. Give me ballpoint pens.
And it again,
is not it.
When you need one.
Thanks for calling.
When you need one, where are they?
Where's the...
This is true. This is true. I don't know why. I have two old glass jars that are so stuffed with random pens that you can't even pull one out when you need one.
Right.
I don't know why. I just don't dump one in my bag, so I always have a pen. I never have a pen when I need one.
Mm-hmm.
Here is East of the Rockets.
Hey, I'm going to guess 40 packets of condiments from takeout.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that drawer with the ketchup.
With the extra mild sauce.
Yeah, the taco sauce. Yeah.
Where's the soy sauce? I need some duck sauce.
Yeah.
All right, 40 packets of various condiments is...
That's not it. That's a good
very
one.
Inventive guess.
It was really good.
Yeah, and this one's from like 1965.
I tell y'all what my dad does when he runs out of candy on Halloween. He goes to that drawer, and he'll get handfuls of the extra sauce packets. So when the kids come by, he puts his hand like all the way in their bag and drops it so the kid can't see what candy dad put in there.
Oh, nice.
That's how he cleans out his sauce drawer.
Well, kids, now you know.
In that neighborhood, there's lots of happy kids with ketchup-covered Milky Way bars.
Ooh.
Frankie!
Good morning.
How are you? Frankie, what's
doing
this thing?
Doing good for Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess light bulbs.
All right, let's try that one out for size. The average house has about 40 light bulbs in it. How about that?
That's
right,
it.
Guess.
Good
That's
job.
It. All right.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
Here's what's happening. You.
Oh, look at you. So clever with your watts.
No, actually, you get the applause because you noticed, and they didn't.
Oh.
So.
Stand by. You're going to talk to Jay Bear.
Yeah, and he's got a $10 Sea for Beast or gift card for you.
That's another
the other type of bear.
We got to thank George for trying.
The dancing Jay Bear.
Yeah. George, we just got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying.
Appreciate it.
What was your guess?
Y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
He said, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
No, I mean,
yeah, but he didn't know.
Oh, he didn't say what he was going to say. Okay.
I was curious because there were good guesses in that one.
7:54. I spent quality time at Infusion on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I met the Swami there.
Ah. Yeah.
Because the IV vitamin therapy is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. War Eagle.
And Swami needed her War Eagle charged. So, I went and I got the amino acid IV vitamin bag, which is, that takes about 20 minutes. And it's a metabolism booster. That's the goal. Now, they all have vitamins and various things, but they can tweak each one to help you achieve specific goals.
I got the Myers cocktail.
I got that 2 weeks ago. I need a little bit of, it's kind of, you know, flagging lack of energy in the heat that you were beating us with day after day after day. But I need to lose some weight, and so I'm going to get help where I can in a very natural way, and the metabolism-boosting power of that particular IV is working. And, you know, I did yesterday lettuce, tomato, and grilled chicken with a little dressing, and that was it.
So good for you.
That is a major behavior modification for me.
Absolutely.
I made a hash brown casserole, and I didn't even touch it. So, well-behaved.
George called back to give us his answer. Or his guess, which was also a good guess, coffee cups.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, yeah.
I guess I have about 8 or 9 of those boys.
I took my coffee cup in to Infusion. Said the new IV vitamin therapy lounge is so comfortable. It's first class all the way. And you can, while the all the good stuff is flowing into your system, you can enjoy your coffee. You can work on your phone, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
And... if you are interested in improving your energy or helping yourself with weight loss, or you've been partying a little bit too hard and you're feeling depleted, this is instant restoration because IV vitamin therapy goes straight into your bloodstream and you enjoy the benefits immediately. This is not to say that, you know, chewable like my vitamin C. They do have a vitamin C cocktail, by the way.
don't work, but your stomach does not ingest everything that you take in on an oral basis. So IV vitamin therapy is 100% effective. That's the first thing you need to remember. And two, I followed that up with 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber. I walked out of there feeling like buzz, man. It was just so good. And they're offering other services now, too, at Infusion.
I love their new location, which is still on Winton Blood Boulevard, but now it's on the other side of Taylor.
If you were driving north on Taylor Road, you turn right on Winton Blood, make your first left. It's three buildings down. You can't miss the big blue sign. If you'd like to learn more about these incredible treatments that can enhance and help you achieve your life goals, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com. 7:56, we'll have our next winning name coming up. Fox News, just ahead.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Monday morning traffic, and I-65 has a couple of issues. We see some patchy fog along your route if you're coming out of Prattville, and we're slowing down at the river bridges as usual, so be careful into the downtown area. On I-85, we don't see any problems for you at all. Just watch the traffic around you, and the boulevard is busy, but traffic is moving along great. We have slowdowns at the intersections, but other than that, no big problems. And the 31s are all clear this morning. Watch the traffic around you, be really careful, and get into work safely. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And now, a Monday morning fun fact.
Did you know you're brushing your teeth in poop? Every time you flush, your toothbrush gets covered in fecal matter. So after you brush, don't forget to wipe.
Have a great Monday.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Party!